said if a person wins chutz l'tchum for his bar mitzvah, he's entitled to $2,000 in every direction. In order to give a new tchum. Ramo says, Yeshayim shekol mokon sha'odom hoylech l'schoyra o'lilo yisnei chaveiro toshin bar mitzvah. And those that say that in respect to this halacha, when he gets $2,000, even if he's going for business purposes, then he's making more profit for himself, family, for others. That's also considered a mitzvah, or to greet or meet a friend of his, also a mitzvah, to make out another Jew. These are all considered bar mitzvah in respect to going on the boat on Erev Shabbos, also in respect to Tchum of $2,000. Consider only bar rishus when a person goes just for pleasure trip. Therefore, many people make it one starting their trips on boats or through the desert on Erev Shabbos, because they say today everything is bar mitzvah. And luchas the yadam hurling yeshlam amisha yismach. You can let them do that because even though it's not lachatchil to make everything into bar mitzvah, they have what to rely on. We're all talking about. There is a mitzvah. If he's going just on a cruise, he doesn't have any of his attending. Simen reish mem tes, sif alef. Ein horuch ha-meru shav, yeshim yishloish pausois, yeshekir le-beisim yoydan yom godin. Person should not go on a trip, which is more than 3 pausois, which is approximately a third of the day. It says the person could walk 10 pausois in the course of the day. So this is the amount of time it would take to walk a third of the day. We don't go by the parsa, we go by the time. So trip, which is more than 4 hours, one should avoid. Why? Because we want to get home in time. You will often certainly through to the Shabbos, so that he should have time to get home and prepare the food for the Shabbos. Or wherever his destination is, he has to prepare food over there. It says, whether he's going to somebody else's house or to his own house, this dinner flies. What does it mean even to his house? Mr. Bruce says that even though his kavana is to have morning Shabbos in his house, but Maisa, since he's coming last minute and people are not aware he's coming, we may not prepare for it. So according to this, if he has a way of notifying people at home that he's showing up, then he can come from a trip more than 3 hours away, more than 4 hours away. He says that that's the reason why people are making on this aloha nowadays, not to, because generally people do not prepare the exact amount. There's always enough for other person to show up in the last minute. So even if he's going to visit somebody else, even if the trip is a more than 4 hour trip, he's allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos. And we said also nowadays, the cloud, we have ways of communicating and notifying people that he's on the way. Prepare food for Shabbos where he is, then everything's all right. If he's in a place which is more than 3 parsos away, but where he is, he cannot prepare for Shabbos. He doesn't have the means to do it. It's a dangerous area. Then walk as much as he needs, travel as much as he needs to get to his destination. If he notifies the people that he's coming, then also he has no problem, because once again, talking about a specific problem which was coming out of the Manazer, in those days there was sometimes a shash that if a person shows up in the last minute, they won't have food prepared for him. So that's the reason why you shouldn't come take a long trip on Friday to get to your destination, because you may be delayed. Mr. Bruce says, even so, you should be careful not to travel in the last minute, because then you may get stuck. And we see that happens. People sometimes come to fill a Shabbos, either because he comes late or he comes in the last second, they throw more food for him. So everybody should be careful to leave themselves time to Rebbe, you know, Shabbos, so that he gets to the destination, time doesn't get stuck on the way.